Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
But Brother Bridges, I love you. I'm a strange guy, but you are too, because you're a child of God. God's child. Your wife, she's a beautiful lady. We're so glad to have known these people over a period of many, many years, preaching revival in Denver City. Should I say Texas, I believe it was. And here lately, I've just been turning things down. Turning things down. But the Lord said, if you want to get back where I called you and further, he said, start obeying me. Fear not. Because you don't preach a strange doctrine. You preach the truth. Paul said, I did not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and the demonstration, come on, Sister Gray, of the Holy Ghost. I think we've got too busy worried about political things instead of spiritual things. The main thing is the main thing. When you come into this house, you come into this house of God to worship Jesus. Brother Rivers, we come in here to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got two women here that I'm going to bring out if I can in the scripture in a few minutes. But first of all, I got to fill out what the Holy Ghost wants for us in this service. Many people say, well, that's, hold it. That's exactly the way I've always done it. And don't mean I got to keep doing it. But the Lord has said, follow after me and I will give you deliverance. I will give you deliverance. My sister right over here sitting by Sister Karen, there is great deliverance coming to your household. I see two men, and I see the things, not that you got two men, but two men that's coming against you in a spiritual warfare, but a lady's involved with it, and God is going to clear this stuff up. And when I minister to you, you just take the word. I'm going to point this finger. You take the word. You write it down. You make it clear. And in time, God will fulfill it. And you'll see the supernatural power of God. You come, oh, I feel the presence of God. I feel a spirit that's leaving off of you. That you say, Lord, I'm not having this sickness. It tried to come back. Stand to your feet. The Holy Ghost is going to touch you today. And you're going to break through this. You said, Lord, I've been having these terrible things that's trying to come and torment me. But today the Holy Ghost is going to take you over. It's going to follow you home and you're going to say, come on, Lord Jesus. Come on, Heavenly Father. Come on, Holy Ghost. Do the work in Jesus' name. I see a young man that's got to be delivered. I really do. You said, Lord, you're not going to have him. Lord, you believe God. God's used you in many things. He's going to use you some more today. Praise God. When you walk out of here, you're going to be one of those chosen ones that said, Lord, I worship you. And you'll have your miracle. And one-third of it today, but it can be all of it, is coming. What I mean is going to come in segments like rain, mighty showers of rain of the Holy Ghost upon you. And you go take that word of God and you say, Lord, I know you're about to do something because I know that we're in that place. And surely enough, we're going to see a move of God throughout America. Now, we don't want to get any controversial, but we're going controversial. We got Charlie Kirk. And we got Martin Luther King. We got John F. Kennedy. We got Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about all these others. Things that's happened very close to us, and some of us are afraid of death. We're afraid more of losing what we've got here than what's over there. Wherever heaven is, forever is after death, where God's carrying us. But if we knew, if God would completely reveal to us what death really is, we may pick the steeple, hallelujah, the highest steeple we could find in Meridian, and not commit suicide, but climb up there and just fall off in Jesus' name, and hallelujah, go and be with the Lord in glory. That's the best way I can put it. Not commit suicide. But you look at Martha and you look at Mary, two very different women. So I want to get on also St. John 10, or should I say St. John 11, a long, long chapter. And we're probably going to go through the whole chapter today. But I want to go to, Luke, the 10th chapter and the 38th verse. I believe that's it. Luke, the 11th chapter, or the 10th chapter, and the 38th verse. That's it. We are looking at two different women that had two different requests. And today, some of you are baffled. And I was baffled the other night when I heard of the shooting of an assassination. I sat up all night long. I said, God, I don't understand this. God, this man seemed to be, and what I thought, was preaching and just received the baptism of the gift of the Holy Ghost talking in tongues, I understand. Not counting all the things God's done for him before. And I said, Lord, at an age of 31 years old, let me talk to you just a second. You think being old and dying is something? You can die young. You look at me like, you know, you're on a banana peel in the red. Hold it just a minute. I may be, but you may go before I do. I see quite a few older men today and women walking around, and I see obituaries of young people passing away, an accident on the highway, a truck come over on their side and killed them. Young people. I don't want to get on a doom and gloom subject. I don't want a strange theology doctrine. But today we have been bewitched. And my wife used that word on a telephone call last night. Who has bewitched you, Galatians? Who has bewitched you to believe a lie and to be damned? We know truth. Who has bewitched us? Let me talk to you. Get in this word of God. You read it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And get truth out of it. Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the lie. I'm going to tell you, Brother Bridges, the reason I'm down and sometimes don't do exactly like I should do is because I'm fighting on this, I'm fighting on that, but Jesus Christ is he is the one that fights my battles. For the last week, I've had dreams and visions and things. I can't hardly even lay in the bed. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? He said, there's going to be war and there's going to be peace at the same time. War and there's going to be peace. There's going to be a move of God that's going to be so strong. And there's going to be a voice that goes forth as a mighty trumpet of God sounding this last day. And our young people and our old people, whosoever will, let them come and dine. The Master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine. Sister Gray, let's dine. Let's enjoy what the table spread, where the saints of God are fed. Lord, when I mention Mary and I mention Martha, Jesus lived out what he taught. And this makes me, Lord, I started good. And I've been going a long time, but don't let me finish bad. I had a phone call the other night. I guess I'll tell you just about everything, not everything. That's an oxymoron. That's a bad one. Not too bad. But they said, Brother Pierce, would you consider We've got some churches together, and we want you to come and preach and minister for us. Apostolic, tongue-talking, Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, old-time people that are hungry for God. And chills went over me. The Lord said, if you'll obey me, start doing what you've always done, said, I'll heal your body. I'll touch your mind. I restore unto you what the locust, the cankerworm, and the palmerworm, and all them has taken away. Strange doctrines. I said, well, after I preach this week, tonight, there's others that's called, Brother Pierce, you know, come. You ain't got to worry about anything, but it's got that ring. But when it's got that call, the Lord, and it's going to minister. I feel the Holy Ghost ministering, going to minister. Y'all just don't know what all the preachers that's really anointed and called to God have been fighting. But as long as you got a church praying for you like this, got a young daughter and a young son-in-law, and they're young, you got a son, you got a daughter, daughter-in-law, you got another son, and you got you, and you're praying for me. I know Jesus sort of thought, I hope I didn't drop you, Jesus sort of thought, I would think, and I'm not Jesus, but I'm a son of God, about these two women, Martha, and should I say Mary and Martha. Now, I put it down in my notes about what I wanted to say about, that there was two stories, or three stories, two dinner parties. And a funeral, hallelujah, in the middle. Two dinner parties and a funeral in the middle. I don't like funerals. But you must remember that this right here in Luke 10 and the 38th verse. Now it came to pass as they went and entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called, say, Mary. Now there were six Marys or seven Marys in the book of John. I believe there was seven different Marys in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'll find that this Mary was always found at the feet of Jesus. So we find that which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. She was troubled. We're going to have revival, but I'm going to cook for the preachers. I'm going to get everything in order, and I'm going to help God do what I, hey. But you watch what the Lord tells her in a few minutes. Servant came in to him and said, Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Now, that doesn't sound very good. In Mississippi, I heard someone say a word, hissy fit. My grandmother could come up with some words, and I remember that word, hissy fit. You ever heard that word? Texas don't hardly know about it, but they know what it is. And I called it out not long ago, but it would come back to my remembrance. My mother or my grandmother said, she's having a hissy fit. That's worse than an ordinary old fit. So I sort of read in here in my feelings and seeing about Martha. She was cumbered, she was upset, and she was having a hissy fit. So next time your daughter or somebody does like this, say, are you having a hissy fit? It'll stop them. They say, what'd you call me? It's just a fit that's just a little bit wilder than the rest of the fits. It's like a southern fit. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. Now, Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Which way do you think he said it? I think he said it, Martha, Martha. Why are you troubled about so much? Why are you troubled about so much? But one thing is needful, and Mary, oh boy, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, right? And Mary hath chosen that good part which thou shall not be taken away from her. Martha, Mary has chosen to sit at the feet of Jesus. And I got to reading the scripture, and I found out that over in the 12th chapter, I believe it was, of the book of John, that's getting ready for the death of Jesus. Are you following me? The crucifixion over in the 12th chapter of St. John. And the Bible said that, I'm jumping, but stay with me. It said that in the middle of all this, after they had went through the 11th chapter, that Lazarus is sick unto death, and Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. He said, they said, but he's sick, Lord. He said, he'll not die. But the Bible said, may I paraphrase it? Hissy fit. Paraphrase it. And why do you think that Martha, or Mary, should I say Mary, had the revelation of taking, she brought an alabaster box in the 12th chapter of St. John. I'm jumping. Stay with me. Are you with me? And she began to take out that because she wanted to anoint his feet with the power of a scent of the oil and the tears. And when she opened up and broke that alabaster box, it was about $3,500 according to our pay. It was a great deal of work she had worked, and it was like a family treasure. She broke it and put it on the feet of Jesus. And some of the gospel said on the head. And also anointed him. And then the Bible said that Judas, the treasurer, Judas Iscariot, he spoke up and said, why could not this be taken? This perfume, say perfume. Why could not this perfume be taken and sold and given to the poor? Mary and Martha. I just want to ask the question today, which category do we fall in, Martha, or do we fall in, Mary? I may have a stutter and I may not get my words just out right, but the Holy Ghost is in this house. The presence of God is doing the work. The Holy Spirit of God is in this house. I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came to you in the power. Come on. Power in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Sister Gray, I remember in Brother J.T. Pugh's revival and your revival, praise God, the power of God would come down. I remember people flying in from over parts of Kansas and coming to see what God was doing in Brother J.T. Pugh's church in Odessa, Texas, your church. Not about me, but about the Holy Ghost. What we preach, what you preach, and we begin to see it in demonstration. And I believe Meridian, Mississippi is no exception. You may curse at yourself and say we couldn't make it, but God's not through the Pierce family or you. Hallelujah. Whatever, the Hollis family or the Reed family or your family, because God is anointing us with the divine. perfume of heaven. Satan may be come against you, but if the Lord Jesus Christ is on your side, you can say, get thee behind me. It's written. As Jesus said on the Temple Mount, on the high pinnacle, he said, hey, Satan, you can't do this to me. You know the word, but you don't really know who you're talking to. I've got the authority, that's Jesus, to say, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm hungry. I fasted 40 days. But I ain't got to prove to you nothing. Some of you may be going through the trials and the variation and the troubles of what Satan's tried to put on you, and you don't know what's going to take place, why people are getting shot, why the world's blowing up, why the city's just gone crazy, why all this sexual situation that's going on today is just completely perverted. So many converted, perverted. I don't want to get into sons of God and all that sin. I'm just going to stay with what we got today. Some don't know the difference in marriage, shacking up, living together. Oh, God. But let me tell you, young people, old people, middle-aged people, whoever, old folks do it too. Boy, I done got off on the wrong avenue today. Martha and Mary. You don't want anybody to preach against sin because it's too close to your household. It may be your daughter-in-law. It may be your son-in-law. It may be your grandchild. It may be the pastor. It may be you. I don't need to hear that. I can go somewhere. Yeah, you can go somewhere else and get a pedal pushing, should I say, milk toasted, watered down gospel that ain't not enough salvation to save a man. Why does not Mary come out here and help me do all this? Because her mind is on Jesus. What does he have to say? She anointed him 4 days in the 12th chapter of John before he ever was crucified. Who told her that? How did she know? At the feet of Jesus. When we get at the feet of Jesus, he can put in us a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. He can tell us things. Don't go this way. Don't go. If you're mad at me, you need to pray through. Oh, hallelujah. Not judgment, but the Lord does not like the spirit. Some people say, I just ain't going there no more after. Let me talk to you. If I offend you in word, you better pray through. If I don't get around like Trey, jump and love God, I'm not that 21 no more, 23. If I could, I'd walk on every pew if that's what God wanted me to do. I have done it. I've run the aisles. Praise God. I've prayed for folks. Praise God. Had hair, didn't have hair. People were sick. Cancer's healed. But I can't get around. But you can. You got the same Holy Ghost I got. You got the same deliverance I got in the name of Jesus. Come out of it. Take authority over it. But to have authority, you got to get under submission to the Holy Ghost. Oh, boy. Would you rather know, should I say, the dinner parties and a funeral ready? You rather know, should I say, this Martha before and Mary after? Well, C.S. Lewis, this is the writer of gospel stuff, some things, and some things I agree and some things I don't. But he wrote a situation. He said, as far as knowing, Martha's highest priorities worship, Worship is first. C.S. Lewis said, when we get in the morning, get up in the morning, we are charged by wild animals in the spirit. But he also said, everybody, every morning before they get up out of the bed, push them animals away. I'll say this myself. Pray, praise, and worship. And he said, get to the place that you can push those wild spirits out of the way. Well, hey, I want to tell you, if you know to do right and do it not, it's sin to you. And if you keep kidding what God's trying to tell you not to do or don't do that, after a while you won't even feel the presence of God. Just because I'm here, Papa, or I'm pastor, or I'm daddy, or I'm husband, that doesn't mean I can't hear from the Holy Ghost. If I tell you something in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you better look behind that chicken because she's dipping snuff. I don't believe that. That's cult. No, it's not cult. I've seen God, hallelujah, tell you the day at the time what they was doing. One man walked in one night in a service. I don't even like to do this, but I'm going to tell you, if it runs you off, hallelujah, this is just the footman. We just run into what we're going to do when the horses get here. When it gets faster and the power of God gets more slicker, should I say more powerful, and you can operate in the move of God. I'll guarantee you won't find any more power of God than you see right here in this service today. Hallelujah. At the Revival Center, this is where the most joy and the most worship is because we're trying our best to live for Jesus. If it's your first time, I hope I'm not trying to run you off. I'm emotional because I know heaven's real, heaven's real, hell is too, and I don't want to go to hell. Now, you got to realize that Bethany and where Jesus, should I say, they said, Jesus, Lazarus is sick. I'm skipping some in the 11th chapter the 10th chapter of St. Luke, the 11th chapter of St. John, and the 12th chapter of St. John. You got that? The 11th chapter of St. John, as telling about Lazarus is sick. But Jesus said, it's not sick unto death. But the Bible said he died. Boy, this is going to hit you hard. I'm the one prophesying that God can do it. Pray over somebody that died. He said he died. Now, I went in this, tried to study it. I don't want to confuse you completely. But when you die unto death, I believe Jesus knew that Lazarus is at a place of rest, and he waited two more days, Sister Gray. Isn't that amazing? That's some strange theology. When he heard about his best friend, he went to Bethany, and he was there with Lazarus, and he was there after all this was over, and that's where Jesus went to rest, and Martha and Mary, and some said the Simon the leper. In history, it said that that could have been their daddy. I don't know. I just know it's a place about a mile and a half, 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. I've been there. I didn't see in the house that it's on Black Rock where it was supposed to be. But if you'd holler real loud close to the cemetery, hallelujah, where Lazarus had been laid to rest, Jerusalem could have heard it. I believe him, right? And when Jesus really let out a scream, Lazarus, are you staying with me? Do you any of y'all understand what I'm trying to say here? Boy, I'm jumping from here to here to here. You got to be good. Lazarus, he said, now, sister, remember this. This is Jesus. Say Jesus. Say he's Yeshua the Christ, Joshua.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.